Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Lee Hardman, currency analyst at MUFG. It's Friday, 23rd September 2022, and joining Lee to pose some questions on the financial market themes for the week ahead is Simon Mays, Director of MUFG's Global Customer Marketing Group for EMEA in London. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only.
Hi, Ali. Really great to see you. It's been an incredibly busy and volatile week in the FX markets. So many key events to touch upon with the FOMC, Bank of Japan intervention, Bank of England, even Kwasi Kwarteng's comments today. So, let's try and focus on the currencies, I guess. Who are the biggest winners and losers this week?
Yeah, I think in terms of the biggest winner, I think we have to say it's the dollar again. Like you say, the Fed this week was certainly hawkish, as most people expected, but I think they went even further in terms of signaling to markets that they are very determined to get inflation under control and that they're prepared to do further large rate hikes throughout the rest of this year. And that has forced the US rate market to price in an even higher terminal rate in the US of closer to 4.5% to even as high as 5% next year, which is forcing more upward pressure on US yields and the dollar. And that's also kind of feeding into renewed weakness as well in global equity markets because of fears over hard landing for the global economy are intensifying on the back of this aggressive tightening from central banks, including the Fed. So you've got the dollar winning on the back of higher US rates and also the dollar benefiting as well from more of a kind of relative safe haven bid as well. So it's, yeah, all points towards further upside for the dollar in the short term, and it's becoming more and more expensive as a result of that. The other winner is obviously the yen, although we think that's probably more temporary in nature, and that was obviously down to the fact that Japan finally backed up their words with actions and intervened in the market this week to buy the yen and provide more support for the currency. But that's, like I say, not really driven by any fundamental change, more just due to the action taken from Japanese policymakers. And then on the other side, obviously, the big losers this week are the kind of more high beta currencies within the G10 space. Like I said, global equity markets falling to fresh year-to-date lows is certainly weighing on high beta currencies. And then on top of that as well, particularly for the pound, we've seen certainly a notable loss of confidence in the pound towards the end of this week. And to us, that looks like it's reflecting more and more kind of concern over domestic policies that have been put in place in the UK, both in terms of monetary policy and fiscal policy. As we heard today, the UK government's just announced another big fiscal stimulus package, which is totaling around 45 billion sterling. And I think the markets are becoming more nervous over that additional fiscal stimulus on top of the recently announced freeze on the gas price cap. So when you put that all together, you're talking about a substantial increase in the budget deficit. In the UK, we could be seeing a budget deficit of closer to 9% of GDP next year, which I think for markets, it's certainly adding to the uncertainty over the fiscal outlook, especially at a time where the government is not really giving any great clarity over the kind of medium-term fiscal plans. So there's that uncertainty over debt sustainability is starting to creep in more and undermining confidence in the pound. And then at the same time, I think investors are also kind of questioning whether the Bank of England is kind of falling behind the curve in terms of fighting inflation in the UK. So we have one of the highest rates of inflation in the developed world here in the UK, and the Bank of England this week again still erred more on the cautious side in terms of rate hikes, doing just another 50 basis points rather than the 75 basis point hikes we saw from the ECB and the Fed recently. So the fact that they're still more cautious about hiking rates relative to other central banks, that could also be adding to concerns amongst investors that the inflation problem in the UK may prove more persistent. So when you add all that into the mix, it's certainly a very negative dynamic right now for the pound, and it's difficult to see what's going to stop it. Obviously, we're seeing cable now down towards the 110 level, and then potentially we could try and move towards the all-time lows from back in 1984 down towards 104. So that's the real risk. And if confidence continues to fall out of the pound, then that's where we could be heading. And at that point, the Bank of England themselves then may be forced into even bigger hikes than they would like to do.
Yeah, I think very interesting. As you said, I think the budget deficit we have at the moment is quite reliant on foreign investment. So it's interesting to see what happens if we do get down to those sort of, I guess, panic levels, you could call them, in the pound. I just want to touch again on something you mentioned a bit earlier, the Bank of Japan intervention. It's been something that's been rumoured and mumbled about in the markets for a couple of weeks now, or for a little while. Finally, we saw some evidence of that yesterday. But the result of it was fairly limited in regards to a sustainable move in dollar yen so far. So do we think this changes our view on dollar yen forecasts? Is it going to be a material difference in what's going to happen for dollar yen going forward?
Yes, Simon. Yes, certainly. It's only added to the volatility we saw in the dollar yen market yesterday. We think that Japan intervened just below the kind of 146 level, and initially it did push dollar yen down to a low yesterday, close to the 140 level. So the initial impact was actually relatively large. Kind of looking back over history of when Japan last intervened to support the yen, it's quite a big kind of initial move higher for the yen. So I think they'll be reasonably pleased with that at that outcome. Although, like you say, we don't think this will be a significant turning point for dollar yen. I guess the key problem really for Japanese policymakers at this point is that, yes, they are willing now to intervene in the market to support the yen, but that's not backed up by the fundamentals ultimately. As we've seen, one of the main reasons dollar yen has risen to such high levels over the last 6 to 12 months is the fact that we've had this big widening policy divergence between the Fed and the BOJ. And as we saw over the last couple of days, there's no signs that our policy divergence is likely to reverse anytime soon. If anything, it looks like it's been reinforced further by the policy updates from the Fed and the BOJ this week. Like I said earlier, the Fed was very, very hawkish, and the BOJ signaled that they have no kind of desire to shift away from their current loose kind of yield curve control policy settings. So unless there's a change on that side of things, it's very difficult to see how this action from Japanese policymakers to support the yen through intervention. Difficult to see how that's going to have a sustainable impact in turning around the fortunes for the yen. We think at best it's likely to slow the pace of further upside for dollar yen. I think that's all policymakers in Japan can really hope for at this point in time. And that's really what they've kind of been stressing really in terms of trying to justify this intervention, is that it's not really about levels. It's like, obviously the market now will think that there's like a line in the sand now drawn at the 146 level, because that's where they started to intervene this week. But we think it's more about the pace of the move. If dollar yen was to very gradually move higher and back towards 146 and above, I think policymakers in Japan would be much more tolerant of that kind of move. Whereas if dollar yen was to jump back up to 146 and above in the next couple of days, then obviously that would be a much bigger problem again for policymakers in Japan, and they would then come back into the market and intervene again, most likely. So it's really about stressing that it's more about the pace of the move rather than any specific levels. And if the move is, again, becomes disorderly, then they will be willing to come back in to try and kind of smooth out that move in the yen market. But in terms of changing our outlook for dollar yen, short term, we don't think it's a game changer. We still think risks are we could go higher to fresh highs later this year, given there's no indication yet from the Fed or BOJ of any change in policy.
Thank you very much, and have a great weekend.
Thanks. Yeah, you too, Simon. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for more information. Come back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.